cell phones in church are a visible symbol of how we want to be connected. They're in our pockets, in our hips, on our arms, in our phones, and every once in a while you hear them chime during church. And I'm always worried about that in case they wake someone up who's sleeping. The church, I think, has a beautiful way of looking at reality. And I would like to contrast it to a soliloquy in Macbeth, repeating the first and last line. Tomorrow and tomorrow and tomorrow creep in its petty pace to the last syllable of recorded time. Life is a tale told by an idiot, full of sound and fury, symbolizing nothing. This kind of attitude you will find in people who have been drinking a lot, who are upset, and come to deep philosophical conclusions. We as a church, a company of believers, before we had virtual reality, we had this reality. Just us chickens, men and women, boys and girls, who believe in a God, and through art and music say, this is how important life is. These people who have died, because relationships never end, not only is important now, but the value of what we do and what we say and what we think is forever. That is why when we began the liturgy today, we begin with the words, blessed is the kingdom of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, now and forever. Is now and forever. And the people respond with the Jewish word that sealed every covenant. You say, amen. I agree with that. Sonia's effervescent present in the office when she was there was something that was so embedded in my consciousness that after she died, I said, oh, I gotta go up and see Sonia. And she's not there. And I felt the loss. She was part of God's kingdom. She was part of making my life better. Whether she smiled or she frowned, whether she had a stack of money in her office or had nothing, but she was there with me and you, journeying, changing our world. So although it is easy to sometimes say, it is unimportant what I do, what I think, or who I am. You don't know the effect you have on other people. And you are part of making or not making the kingdom of God here on earth. There was one saint that prayed to God, oh Lord, send us some people to help me. And he got an answer. I sent you 4 billion. Do something. We're here. We make a decision to make a kingdom of peace, of joy, of happiness. Or we can choose to say, life is a tale told by an idiot, full of sound and fury, signifying nothing. I think life is a tale that we write with God's help. Life is a world that we create with each other. The only thing God cannot do is force us to love and force us to live. Like any good parent, He gives us everything necessary to choose to live well. And as I often repeat, the goal of the Christian life is not to have good things happen to you, but for you to become good. When I went to the hospital and I prayed with Sonia and I blessed her, she picked her arm up and tried to bless herself. A symbol of deep faith. I'm not here to make her out to be a woman she was not, but with all her failings and with all the things that were missing, she chose to add something to my life and to yours, to make God's kingdom visible in one more small way. And for that, she has received her reward while she was here, because she made the world better, and she will receive her reward from the Lord in heaven. So I don't know what's waiting for us, but the Panahida is about a party in heaven. And I hope that we get there. And as I repeated once before, the Panahida is about a party in heaven, sung in a minor key, because we are not there yet, separated for one another. But remember, every choice you make to think, to act, to speak, you can make the kingdom of God come alive in your life. Even when good things are not happening to you, you can become good and make the world a better place. And Sonia, in a small way, showed us how to do that. Slava Iisusu Hristu!